It's Dr. Philip Foster, and this is the Maximum Change Podcast. Hello, and welcome to another episode of my podcast. I'm Dr. Foster, and if you hear a little bit of tapping in the background, it's because I'm sitting in my vehicle right now, and it's raining outside. You know, I was thinking about the first time that I dipped my toe in the business world. And I can tell you pretty much when that was. Now, I had jobs when I was a teenager, but I mean, this is actually dipping my toe into the administration of a business. In fact, I worked for a housing authority, and the housing authority received funds from local, state, and feds. And so technically, I worked for the local town I was in, the state I was in, actually the county too has to be, so it was local, is included in the city and the county, and then the state, we received funds, and I was also receiving, my paycheck came from federal grants. But aside from the fact that this was a quote-unquote government agency, I still had my toe in the administration of business. And I learned a lot from that experience. So 34 years I've been in some sort of business, you know, position or done something in the business world. And I have been a consultant and business owner since the year 2000. So it's been over 20 years that I've actually been in the entrepreneurial world. But I digress. Many times I get this question, how do you come up with a business idea? And while I'm not going to specifically answer that question in full in this podcast, what I want to do is introduce you to a concept that'll get you started in this journey to developing a business idea. The very first thing that I would offer for you is to find a way to have curiosity and a nature of learning about you. And what I mean by that is that you need to be a consummate learner, a continual learner. You need to find ways to learn things. Look around and say, I don't know how to do that, I'm going to do it. That's one thing that you need to have, is this ability to be a consummate learner. But here's the technique that I think will help you in your ability to develop a business idea. So many times people come to me and they say, I want to go into business for myself. I'm tired of working for someone else. I don't know what to do. How do you come up with a business idea? Well, I would tell you, you need to learn how to be observant. Because, I've talked about this in podcasts and videos before, but you need to learn how to be observant. And what I mean by that is you need to find a way to tune yourself in, dial yourself in, to looking for situations around you that have problems attached to them. They're everywhere. You will find them walking down the street. You'll find them sitting at your desk. You'll find them driving in your car on your commute home or to work or to the grocery store. You will find them in the grocery store. You will find them in the park. You will find them at the art gallery. And I'm not going to start rhyming like Dr. Seuss. My point is this. There are problems everywhere, and you need to be attuned to observing what is going on around you. Because when you start observing the world around you, and you start observing things that are going on around you, you start to realize that there are problems to be solved and opportunities to be had. What I mean by that? Well, you can look around you and you could see maybe you're in a very busy area and you want a cup of coffee. And the closest coffee shop is 3 blocks away. Well, maybe the solution to that is that you look into getting a vendor's license and you set up a little coffee cart. Maybe it's in a busy train station and you need to go to the authorities of the train station and find out what it would cost to rent a little, you know, 5 foot by 5 foot space in the train station. Maybe they do it. Maybe they don't. You have to be creative. Maybe they won't let you rent but the city will let you have a vendor's license, so you're outside the train station. Now, not every city has a train station, so you have to come up with what is another problem. Look around you. Maybe you work in a busy office park, and you know there is something that is missing there. There are opportunities everywhere. And I don't mean to just focus in on a coffee cart. I mean, there are opportunities abounding. I remember when COVID-19 broke out. And I remember thinking, man, there are a lot of people afraid to leave their home. I wasn't. Now, maybe I was naive in that. I don't know. I as far as I know, I never got COVID. And hopefully you never will. But my point is, for the duration of the quote-unquote lockdown, I would still get out and about. I would go wherever things were open. So I'd go to the grocery store or Walmart or wherever it was. I even went to restaurants that were doing drive-up takeout. So I would do that. And as I was driving around, I was realizing there were people that were afraid to leave their home. And I thought, man, this would be a great time for someone to start up a business doing home delivery. And what do you know? Those businesses started to spring up, and businesses that were already doing some sort of delivery service started to expand their services. Here's my point. You need to take time every day, every moment that you're doing something, to consciously observe what's going on around you. Because in the observations around you, you're going to find situations where there is a possible need in the marketplace. Maybe there is already a solution in the marketplace, but you have figured out that there's a better way to do it. Why not? And this is where the consummate learning comes in, because it's quite possible that you're looking at that situation and you're like, well, I don't know how to do that. Guess what? You're going to have to learn how to research and learn and grow. I never knew how to do certain things in my life until I did them. And friends, I'm going to just tell you, there is learning opportunities everywhere. There are videos. There are podcasts like this. They're everywhere. There are mentors, you know, things you don't even have to pay for. But I'll tell you, there are people out there that'll help you that you have to pay for. And there's nothing wrong with that. Because sometimes paying for something gets you to the solution quicker. Okay. So today, my charge to you is, as you're listening to this, find ways to practice observing the world around you. You will observe something, and if I were you, I'd take notes of it. I'll tell you right now, when I am driving down the road or at the gym working out, or maybe even at my desk and I come up with an idea, I pop open this this thing that I have on my phone. It's called Google Keep. And Google Keep is a thing that, you know, you can make notes. And so I will either type the note in, or if I'm driving, I'll hit the dictation thing and I'll just start talking and it'll dictate it and I close it. Capture those ideas, especially if you can't act on them at that moment. You can go back and review your notes and maybe start to formulate that idea. Okay, that's all I have for you today. I'm Dr. Foster, and I am a business coach and mentor. And if you have any questions about this or want some extra help or want to see some of my training, you can go to my website at MaximumChange.com. Have a great day.